A well-established legislative practice allows Congress to pass a tax cut that will return in full unless legislators act to repeal it again. The practice is called sunsetting, and it's used to mask the deficit-widening impact of the tax cut. Sunset tax cuts have been used since the late 1970s. A report published in today's Wall Street Journal says the Bush administration and its congressional allies increasingly are relying on a kind of legislative sleight of hand. Greg Hitt is one of those who prepared the report. Good morning.
Good morning.
How have the Bush administration and Republicans in Congress used the sunset to their advantage?
Well, this is sort of the legislative equivalent of trying to slip the ugly stepsister's foot in Cinderella's slipper. It's too fat, but it still has to go in. And the president and his Republican allies have high hopes for big tax cuts. But in reality, on Congress, they've passed budgets that don't allow for as much as what the president wants.
The tax on dividends is gone for 3 years under this measure.
That's right. It would be phased in over a year. Beginning this year, half of dividends would be shielded from taxation. And starting next year, and for the 3 years beginning then, they would be totally protected from tax.
But nobody realistically expects Congress is going to permanently do away with it.
No. Bob Reichert, the former director of the CBO, Congressional Budget Office.
I got that backwards.
Yeah.
No one realistically believes they're going to allow the tax to come back.
It'll never come back. They say that tax cut sunsets are a little bit like real sunsets, in that the sun goes down at night and you expect the sun to rise in the morning.
How does this figure into congressional accounting?
It masks the true size of the tax cut, and therefore it masks the true cost to taxpayers.
And ultimately, the size of the deficit.
Ultimately, the size of the deficit will be much greater than originally projected. That means that taxpayers will have higher interest costs to pay over the long term on the debt. It also places a drag on the economy, which runs counter to what the president says he wants to do, which is to improve economic performance.
How is it a drag?
It soaks up resources that the private sector could use for making investments themselves. It diverts taxpayer resources to pay for interest on the debt when they could be used to same money could be used to build bridges or roads.
Hmm. Also, messes up their planning.
It messes up their planning. It makes it. Anybody who would come to Congress in 3 or 4 years thinking that they would have a little extra money to spend on some new initiative that they got elected on might be surprised to find out that the deficit is much higher because somebody used some sleight-of-hand accounting 4 years ago to hide costs.
And these sunsets are getting more popular?
Much more popular, especially as the push is on for tax cuts.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greg Hitt is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.